Section 2233, transition of H to A worker program, a subset of program. 1. In general, except as provided in paragraph 2, an employer may not petition to employ an alien pursuant to Section 101A, 15 HEA of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A, 15 HEA, after the date, that is 1 year after the date, on which the regulations issued pursuant to Section 2241B become effective. 2. Exception, an employer may employ an alien described in paragraph 1 for the shorter of 10 months, or b. the time specified in the position. B. Conforming amendments. 1. Repeal of H-2A non-immigrant category. Section 101A 15 HE 8 U.S.C. 1101A 15 HE is amended by striking subclause. 2. Repeal of admission requirements for H-2A worker. Section 218 8 U.S.C. 1188 is repealed. 3. Conforming amendments. A. Amendment of petition requirements. Section 214 C1 8 U.S.C. 1184 C1 is amended by striking for purposes of this subsection and all that follows. B. Clerical amendment. The table of contents is amended by striking the item relating to Section 218. For effective date, amendments made by this subsection shall take effect on the date, that is 1 year after the effective date of the regulations issued pursuant to Section 2241B, Sec 2234. Reports to Congress on non-immigrant agricultural workers, annual report by Secretary of Agriculture, not later than September 30th of each year. The Secretary of Agriculture shall submit a report to Congress that identifies, for the previous year, the number disaggregated by state and by occupation of 1. Job opportunities approved for employment of aliens admitted pursuant to Clause II or Clause F of Section 101A 15W of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 2231, and 2. Aliens actually admitted pursuant to each such clause. B. Annual report by Secretary of Homeland Security, not later than September 30th of each year. The Secretary shall submit a report to Congress that identifies, for the previous year, the number of aliens described in subsection A to who 1. Violated the terms of the non-immigrant agricultural worker program established under Section 218A(b) of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by Section 2232, and 2. Have not departed from the United States, Chapter 3 Other Provisions, Sec 2241, Rulemaking. A consultation requirement in the course of promulgating any regulation necessary to implement this subtitle or the amendments made by this subtitle, the Secretary of Agriculture, the Secretary of Labor, and the Secretary of State shall regularly consult with each other. B. Deadline for issuance of regulations, except as provided in Section 2232B. All regulations to implement this subtitle and amendments made by this subtitle shall be issued not later than 6 months after the date of the enactment of this Act. Sec 2242. Reports to Congress, not later than 180 days after the date of the enactment of this Act, the Secretary and the Secretary of Agriculture shall jointly submit a report to Congress that describes the measures being taken and the progress made in implementing this subtitle and amendments made by this subtitle. Sec 2243. Benefits integrity programs, in general, without regard to whether personal interviews are conducted in the adjudication of benefits provided for by Section 2108, 218A, 245B, 245C, 245E, 245E, or 245F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, or in seeking a benefit under Section 101A 15U of the Immigration and Nationality Act, Section 1242 of the Refugee Crisis in Iraq Act of 2007, 8 U.S.C. 1157 Note, Section 602B of the Afghan Allies Protection Act of 2009, 8 U.S.C. 1101 Note, or Section 2211 of this Act, the Secretary shall uphold and maintain the integrity of those benefits by carrying out for each of them within the Fraud Detection and National Security Directorate of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services programs as follows. 1. A benefit fraud assessment program to quantify fraud rates, detect ongoing fraud trends, and develop appropriate countermeasures, including through a random sample of both pending and completed cases. 2. A compliance review program, including site visits, to identify frauds and deter fraudulent and illegal activities. B. Reports. 1. In general, not later than 90 days after the date of the enactment of this Act, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services shall annually submit to Congress a report on the programs carried out pursuant to subsection A. 2. Elements in first report. The initial report submitted under paragraph 1 shall include the methodologies to be used by the Fraud Detection and National Security Directorate for each of the programs specified in paragraphs 1 and 2 of subsection A. 3. Elements in subsequent reports. Each subsequent report under paragraph 1 shall include, for the calendar year covered by such report, a description of examples of fraud detected, fraud rates for programs and types of applicants, and a description of the disposition of the cases in which fraud was detected or suspected. C. Use of findings of fraud. Any instance of fraud or abuse detected pursuant to program carried out pursuant to subsection A may be used to deny or revoke benefits and may also be referred to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement for investigation of criminal violations of Section 266 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1306. T. Funding that are authorized to be appropriated from the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6A1. Such sums as may be necessary to carry out this section. Sec. 2244. Effective date. This subtitle and amendments made by this subtitle, except for sections 2231, 2232, and 2233, shall take effect on the date on which the regulations required under Section 2241 are issued, regardless of whether such regulations are issued on an interim basis or on any other basis. Subtitle C. Future Immigration. Sec. 2301. Merit-based points. Track 1. In general. 1. Worldwide level of merit-based immigrants. Section 201E, 8 U.S.C. 1151E is amended to read as follows. E. Worldwide level of merit-based immigrants. 1. In general. A. Numerical limitation subject to paragraphs 2, 3, and 4. The worldwide level of merit-based immigrants is equal to 120,000 for each fiscal year. B. Status. An alien admitted on the basis of a merit-based immigrant visa under this section shall have the status of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence. 2. Annual increase. A. In general subject to subparagraph B and paragraph 3. If in any fiscal year the worldwide level of visas available for merit-based immigrants under this section is less than 75% of the number of applicants for such fiscal year, the worldwide level shall increase by 5% for the next fiscal year. And A is equal to or more than 75% of such number, the worldwide level for the next fiscal year shall be the same as the worldwide level for such fiscal year minus any amount added to the worldwide level for such fiscal year under paragraph 4. B. Limitation on increase. The worldwide level of visas available for merit-based immigrants shall not exceed 250,000. 3. Employment consideration. The worldwide level of visas available for merit-based immigrants may not be increased for a fiscal year under paragraph 2 if the annual average unemployment rate for the civilian labor force 18 years or over in the United States as determined by the Bureau of Labor Statistics for such previous fiscal year is more than 8.5%. For recapture of unused visas, the worldwide level of merit-based immigrants described in paragraph 1 for a fiscal year shall be increased by the difference, if any, between the worldwide level established under paragraph 1 for the previous fiscal year and the number of visas actually issued under this subsection during that fiscal year. Such visas shall be allocated for the following year pursuant to Section 203C3.2. Merit-based immigrants. Section 203A U.S.C. 1153 is amended by inserting after subsection B the following. C. Merit-based immigrants. 1. Fiscal years 2015 through 2017. During each of the fiscal years 2015 through 2017, the worldwide level of merit-based immigrant visas made available under Section 201E1 shall be available for aliens described in Section 203B3, and in addition to any visas available for such aliens under such section. 2. Subsequent fiscal years. During fiscal year 2018 and each subsequent fiscal year, aliens subject to the worldwide level specified in Section 201E for merit-based immigrants shall be allocated as follows. A. 50% shall be available to applicants with the highest number of points allocated under Tier 1 in paragraph 4. B. 50% shall be available to applicants with the highest number of points allocated under Tier 2 in paragraph 5. 3. Unused visas. If the total number of visas allocated to Tier 1 or Tier 2 for a fiscal year are not granted during that fiscal year, such number may be added to the number of visas available under Section 201E1 for the following fiscal year and allocated as follows. A. If the unused visas were allocated for Tier 1 in a fiscal year, 2/3 of such visas shall be available for aliens allocated visas under Tier 1 in the following fiscal year, and 1/3 of such visas shall be available for aliens allocated visas under either Tier 1 or Tier 2 in the following fiscal year. B. If the unused visas were allocated for Tier 2 in the fiscal year, 2/3 of such visas shall be available for aliens allocated visas under Tier 2 in the following fiscal year, and 1/3 of such visas shall be available for aliens allocated visas under either Tier 1 or Tier 2 in the following fiscal year. For Tier 1, the Secretary shall allocate points to each alien seeking to be a Tier 1 merit-based immigrant as follows. A. Education. In general, an alien may receive points under only one of the following categories. An alien who has received a doctorate degree from an institution of higher education in the United States or the foreign equivalent shall be allocated 15 points. II. An alien who has received a master's degree from an institution of higher education in the United States or the foreign equivalent shall be allocated 10 points. E. An alien who has received a bachelor's degree from an institution of higher education as defined in Section 101A of the Higher Education Act of 1965. 20 U.S. U.S.C. 1001-8 shall be allocated 5 points. B. Employment experience an alien shall be allocated not more than 20 points as follows. A. 3 points for each year the alien has been lawfully employed in his own 5 occupation in the United States. A. 2 points for each year the alien has been lawfully employed in his own 4 occupation in the United States. C. Employment related to education an alien who is in the United States and is employed full-time or has an offer of full-time employment in a field related to the ALIENS education. A. In his own 5 occupation shall be allocated 10 points. R. A. In his own 4 occupation shall be allocated 8 points. T. Entrepreneurship an alien who is an entrepreneur in business that employs at least 2 employees in his own 4 occupation or his own 5 occupation shall be allocated 10 points. E. High demand occupation an alien who is employed full-time in the United States or has an offer of full-time employment in a high demand tier 1 occupation shall be allocated 10 points. F. Civic involvement an alien who has attested that he or she has engaged in a significant amount of community service as determined by the secretary shall be allocated 2 points. G. English language an alien who received a score of 80 or more on the test of English as a foreign language or an equivalent score on a similar test as determined by the secretary shall be allocated 10 points. H. Siblings and married sons and daughters of citizens an alien who is the sibling of a citizen of the United States or who is over 31 years of age and is the married son or married daughter of a citizen of the United States shall be allocated 10 points. I. Age an alien who is I. between 18 and 24 years of age shall be allocated 8 points. A. Between 25 and 32 years of age shall be allocated 6 points. R. II. Between 33 and 37 years of age shall be allocated 4 points. J. Country of origin an alien who is a national of a country of which fewer than 50,000 nationals were lawfully admitted to permanent residence in the United States in the previous 5 years shall be allocated 5 points. 5. Tier 2 the secretary shall allocate points to each alien seeking to be a Tier 2 merit-based immigrant as follows. A. Employment experience an alien shall be allocated 2 points for each year the alien has been lawfully employed in the United States for a total of not more than 20 points. B. Special employment criteria an alien who is employed full-time in the United States or has an offer of full-time employment in a high-demand Tier 2 occupation shall be allocated 10 points. R. A. In a Zone 1, Zone 2, or Zone 3 occupation shall be allocated 10 points. C. Caregiver an alien who is or has been a primary caregiver shall be allocated 10 points. D. Exceptional employment record an alien who has a record of exceptional employment as determined by the secretary shall be allocated 10 points. In determining a record of exceptional employment, the secretary shall consider factors including promotions, longevity changes in occupations from a lower job zone to higher job zone, participated in safety training, and increases in pay. E. Civic involvement an alien who has demonstrated significant civic involvement shall be allocated 2 points. F. English language. I. English proficiency an alien who has demonstrated English proficiency as determined by a standardized test designated by the Secretary of Education shall be allocated 10 points. A. English knowledge an alien who has demonstrated English knowledge as determined by a standardized test designated by the Secretary of Education shall be allocated 5 points. G. Siblings and married sons and daughters of citizens an alien who is the sibling of a citizen of the United States or is over the age of 31 and is a married son or married daughter of a citizen of the United States shall be allocated 10 points. H. Age an alien who is I. Between 18 and 24 years of age shall be allocated 8 points. A. Between 25 and 32 years of age shall be allocated 6 points. R. II. Between 33 and 37 years of age shall be allocated 4 points. I. Country of origin an alien who is a national of a country of which fewer than 50,000 nationals were lawfully admitted to permanent residence in the United States in the previous 5 years shall be allocated 5 points. 6. Application procedures. A. Submission during the 30-day period beginning on the 1st October 1st occurring at least 3 years after the date of enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act and during each 30-day period beginning on October 1st in subsequent years eligible aliens may submit to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services an application for a merit-based immigrant visa that contains such information as the Secretary may reasonably require. B. Adjudication before the last day of each fiscal year in which applications are filed pursuant to subparagraph A. The Director, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, shall I. Review the applications to determine which aliens will be granted a merit-based immigrant visa in the following fiscal year in accordance with this subsection. And A. In coordination with the Secretary of State, provide such visas to all successful applicants. C. Fee. An alien who is allocated a visa under this subsection shall pay a fee of $1,500 in addition to any fee assessed to cover the costs to process an application under this subsection. Fees collected under this paragraph shall be deposited by the Secretary into the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6A1 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act. 7. Eligibility of aliens in registered provisional immigrant status. An alien who was granted registered provisional immigrant status under Section 245B is not eligible to receive a merit-based immigrant visa under Section 201E. 8. Ineligibility of aliens with pending or approved petitions. An alien who has a petition pending or approved in another immigrant category under this section, or Section 201, may not apply for a merit-based immigrant visa. 9. Definitions in this subsection. A. High demand tier 1 occupation. The term high demand tier 1 occupation means one of the five occupations for which the highest number of non-immigrants described in Section 101A15HI were sought to be admitted by employers during the previous fiscal year. B. High demand tier 2 occupation. The term high demand tier 2 occupation means one of the five occupations for which the highest number of positions were sought to become registered positions by employers under Section 220 during the previous fiscal year. C. Secretary. The term secretary means the Secretary of Homeland Security. T. Zone 1 occupation. The term zone 1 occupation means an occupation that requires little or no preparation and is classified as a zone 1 occupation on at the Occupational Information Network database OS service NET on the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act, or a such database or a similar successor database as designated by the Secretary of Labor after such date of enactment. B. Zone 2 occupation. The term zone 2 occupation means an occupation that requires some preparation and is classified as a zone 2 occupation on at the Occupational Information Network database OS service NET on the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act, or a such database or similar successor database as designated by the Secretary of Labor after such date of enactment. F. Zone 3 occupation. The term zone 3 occupation means an occupation that requires medium preparation and is classified as a zone 3 occupation on at the Occupational Information Network database OS service NET on the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act, or a such database or similar successor database as designated by the Secretary of Labor after such date of enactment. G. Zone 4 occupation. The term zone 4 occupation means an occupation that requires considerable preparation and is classified as a zone 4 occupation on at the Occupational Information Network database OS service NET on the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act, or a such database or a similar successor database as designated by the Secretary of Labor after such date of enactment. H. Zone 5 occupation. The term zone 5 occupation means an occupation that requires extensive preparation and is classified as a zone 5 occupation on at the Occupational Information Network database OS service NET on the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity and Immigration Modernization Act, or a such database or a similar successor database as designated by the Secretary of Labor after such date of enactment. 3. GAO study and report. A study. The Comptroller General of the United States shall conduct a study of the merit-based immigration system established under Section 203C of the Immigration and Nationality Act as amended by paragraph 2 to determine during the first 7 years of such system how the points described in paragraphs 4H, 4J, 5D, and 5I of Section 203C of such act were utilized. A. How many of the points allocated to people lawfully admitted for permanent residence were allocated under such paragraphs? II. How many people who were allocated points under such paragraphs were not lawfully admitted to permanent residence? If the countries of origin of the people who apply for a merit-based visa under Section 203C of such act. V. The number of such visas issued under Tier 1 and Tier 2 to males and females, respectively. V. The age of individuals who were issued such visas. And II. The educational attainment and occupation of people who were issued such visas. B. Report not later than 7 years after the date of the enactment of this act. The Comptroller General shall submit a report to Congress that describes the results of the study conducted pursuant to subparagraph A. B. Modification of points. The Secretary may submit to Congress a proposal to modify the number of points allocated under subsection C of Section 203 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1153 as amended by subsection A. C. Effective date. The amendments made by this section shall take effect on October 1, 2014.